The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this January 6th, 2022. Seems like yesterday we were talking about Y2K. Remember that?
Some of you young whippersnappers, you don't know what real fear is about until you have gone through Y2K.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah. That was 22 years ago. Isn't that hard to believe? And the world was still standing after Y2K. Hey, again, thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483, and today is January 6th, and that wasn't a really significant day until 12 months ago, and I think we all know what happened. Well, I started to say I think we all know what happened on January 6th. That's not really the case. I think few people really know what happened 1 year ago today. We'll get into that at the top of the hour when I have a little more time to develop some thoughts. I told you yesterday that the mainstream media, that's all they would talk about today. An atomic bomb could go off somewhere in the world and CNN would still be talking about January 6th, and the mainstream media, and I'm not always right, but I'm right. Well, at least I was right yesterday. I'm looking at CNN.com. The first three pages, January 6th. If there was ever an illustration of what I say constantly, the devil lives in the extremes, boy, this is it. And there are extremes on both sides. And again, we'll get into that at the top of the hour, and we will even have a little history lesson. Yeah, we'll go back to the 1930s. Why would you go to the 1930s to talk about January 6th? Well, stay tuned till the top of the hour, and I'll tell you. It was all over social media, Christian social media, back in November and December. The beast at the United Nations. Remember that? The United Nations had this sculpture out in front, and it was this winged beast, and Christian social media went crazy. There were dozens, maybe hundreds of articles. This is the sign of the Antichrist. This is the beast. Here's the United Nations embracing the Antichrist, the beast, and so on. And if you were listening during that time, I said, just calm down. If you have traveled extensively through Mexico, you have seen beasts, sculptures like this for years and years. In fact, actually, centuries. It is a winged jaguar, a winged creature that is part of Mexican mythology. It's nothing new. It was not an indication of the beast, but prophecy teachers and Christian social media was going crazy that the United Nations had welcomed the beast. Now, the beast is going to come. The Antichrist is going to come. There is no doubt about it. This statue in front of the United Nations had nothing to do with that. It was not in any way, shape, or form the end times beast as described in the book of Revelation, in spite of all of the prophecy preachers, internet preachers, and so forth. Well, anyway, it's gone. It's gone. And Christian social media is saying it's gone because so many Christians complained to the United Nations. Now, think about that. When was the last time the United Nations listened to any Christians? No, it was a temporary exhibit organized by, quote, the permanent mission of Mexico to the United Nations. It was put up when it was scheduled to be put up, and it was taken down on 20th of December, which was the original plan. So it was a sculpture that was placed there as a temporary exhibit from Mexico. And again, I haven't traveled all over Mexico, but I've been to Mexico several times, and I have seen sculptures like this as a token of Mexican mythology. But anyway, had nothing to do with Daniel chapter 7, had nothing to do with Revelation chapter 13. And that's why I constantly plead with you, be LTDs. Don't run off half-cocked, knee-jerk reactions. Don't believe everything you read. Think and do a little bit of research. And in this case, it was pretty easy to go online and to United Nations sources and from Mexico and to find out this was a temporary exhibit, and it was a representation of ancient Mexican mythology. Nothing new and nothing prophetic. Now, does that mean that I don't believe in biblical prophecy? Oh, no, not at all. In fact, quite the opposite. We've just got to be very careful not to run off half-cocked on these things and then look like, well, you know what I mean. So anyway, that is the latest on the beast at the United Nations. It is gone. It is gone. Now, will any of those online TV preachers go on the air or online and say, hey, folks, I really got this wrong and I really apologize? Don't hold your breath. No, don't hold your breath. All right. Fascinating thing happening. Liberal left-wing Democratic mayors in a battle with liberal left-wing teachers unions. Well, we haven't seen this for a long time and may never again.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this is This is really rare. Usually, Democratic leaders, whether they're governors or mayors or even the president of the United States, usually Democratic government leaders walk in lockstep with unions. In fact, almost always. I can't even think of the last time that a Democratic government leader went against a major union. And yet we're seeing it happen all across the country. It's happening in Chicago. It's happening in Los Angeles. It's happening in New York. It's happening in several major cities. And what is the fight? What is the battle about? Closing schools. Teachers unions across America are trying to keep schools closed. Virtual learning. Now, there is an enormous, no exaggeration, an enormous amount of research and data that indicates virtual learning is devastating for the students. It's devastating. It's devastating academically. It's devastating socially. It's devastating psychologically. And again, I mean, the evidence is absolutely overwhelming and indisputable that virtual learning is terrible for the students. But the teachers' unions love it. Well, yeah, they don't have to put up with those snotty-nosed kids in the classroom. They just sit in front of a camera. And in fact, in many cases, our grandkids up in, well, I won't even mention the city, but our grandkids here in Ohio, when they were having virtual learning, they didn't even have the teacher on the screen. They got their assignments in the morning by email or other communication. They didn't even see their teacher on the screen. So in other words, the teacher got up in the morning, sent out all of the homework, here's what you're supposed to do during the day, and then could sit around in their bunny slippers the rest of the day, eat bonbons and watch soap operas, I guess. And then there were those that did video virtual learning. But again, they didn't have to put up with the kids. They didn't have to answer questions. And it was kind of cool to do the virtual thing. Now, not all teachers, please understand this, not all teachers walk in lockstep with their unions. And if you don't know this, teachers' unions care little about the kids. Now, that's not a blanket statement about all teachers. There are some really fine teachers in public schools. There are still. Most of them lean hard to the left, but even those that lean hard to the left really care about their kids. And they teach because they care about their kids. But the unions, it's all about the dollar. It's all about the pension. It's all about retirement. And so there are battles occurring all over the country. Probably the most heated is in Chicago. Today, for the second day, the Chicago public school teachers are, well, the mayor of Chicago says they're on strike. The teachers union is saying, oh, we're not on strike. We just... it's unsafe to be in the classroom. COVID, and it's just not safe. So we got this battle. The mayor of Chicago is about as far left as you can get. Lori Lightfoot, there are few political leaders in America that are farther to the left than Lori Lightfoot, and yet she has taken on the teachers' union. She wants the kids back in school. Now, I don't know her motive. So this is a guess, but I think it's an educated guess. She wants the kids back in school because that's what the parents want. And there is enormous public pressure. Get the kids back in school, especially after all of the studies, after all the research, after all the data indicating that the kids are safer. I mean, from a medical standpoint, they're safer in school than they are at home. They should be in school. Well, Mayor Lori Lightfoot yesterday said they are experiencing, quote, an unlawful unilateral strike by the Chicago Teachers Union. And she went on. Now, again, this is a far, far left liberal mayor attacking a far, far left liberal teachers union. She said, and I quote, "If you care about our students, if you care about our families as we do, we will not relent. Enough is enough. We are standing firm and we're going to fight to get our kids back to in-person learning. Period. Full stop. We owe that to our children who suffered learning loss." Now, what a turnaround. A year ago, the same mayor, the same woman was saying, it's not safe to have the kids in school. We got to have them home. It would be terrible to put these kids in school. It would be risking their lives. Why, we are sentencing them to death if we send them to school. That was Lori Lightfoot a year ago. The very same person. Enough is enough. We are standing firm and we're going to fight to get our kids back to in-person learning. Period. Full stop. We owe that to our children who suffered learning loss. And then she said to the teachers, you don't work, you don't get paid. Whoa. Yeah. You don't work, you don't get paid. Similar battles are happening in New York City. Here's a headline from another news source. Teachers union factions ramp up pressure on New York City to go remote. Now, teachers union in New York. We can't go to school. It's dangerous. New York City says, get back in the classroom. Get the kids back in school. Teachers union says, we're not going to go. With the brand new mayor, Eric Adams of New York City, staunchly opposes any school closures. And they're calling each other names, and the mayor is saying, you don't work, you don't get paid. This is it's going to be fascinating to watch how this plays out. Sadly, the real losers are the kids. Yeah. The real losers are the kids. When we come back, we're going to talk about January 6th.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.